The six-week war that wasn't, Hormuz, the Oman back channel, and the fractures within. The Trump administration entered the Iran conflict in March with a publicly stated six-week timeline. 13 consecutive nights of American bombing followed by a negotiated pause, brokered through Oman, now mark week 21. And neither the battlefield nor the diplomatic landscape resembles what the White House sold to Congress. Oman's role as intermediary is not incidental. Muscat has maintained functional relations with Tehran through decades of regional rupture, shares the mouth of the Strait of Hormuz geographically, and has an existential interest in keeping that waterway open. The State Department's description of talks as advancing carries real weight precisely because the Oman back channel produced preliminary contacts that preceded the 2015 nuclear deal. The open question is whether either government retains enough domestic political room to accept what Muscat is offering. Iran's internal politics complicated that picture further this week. President Pezeshkian's office publicly accused the state broadcaster IRIB of censoring remarks in which Pezeshkian claimed the late Supreme Leader Khamenei had privately authorized negotiations with Washington, even while publicly ruling them out. The disclosure, coming as Tehran's new supreme leadership structure is still consolidating after Khamenei's death, amounts to diplomatic cover for both sides. An Iranian president saying his predecessor privately wanted a deal. Iran separately claimed it destroyed 11 American warplanes during what it called renewed fighting. The Pentagon did not confirm those numbers and pushed back sharply on the figure. Iranian state claims during active conflict have a documented pattern of significant inflation. Yet even a fraction of that toll, if confirmed, would help explain the White House staff leaks now spilling into the press. Current aides, not former officials, telling reporters the second term has gone off the rails. Ray Dalio called the Hormuz situation the final battle that will determine the fate of American empire, framing sustained military commitment to the Strait as a test of dollar dominance and post-war global trade architecture. Historical precedent, the 1987-88 tanker wars, suggests the more immediate danger is not a decisive defeat, but the slow drain of economic and political cost that accumulates over time. Reports that Trump held off on a major escalation, specifically over precision munitions stockpile concerns, indicate that operational constraint is already shaping decisions. A notable internal contradiction also emerged. Trump stated publicly that China and Russia are not aiding Iran, directly contradicting Defense Secretary Hegseth, while Ukrainian President Zelensky separately accused Moscow of sharing satellite intelligence with Tehran to guide strikes on U.S. bases in the Middle East.